Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you more interested in trying to win games or seeing what the quarterbacks look like? 216-474-0092. I think it's a basic, simple question. I think that you can look at it and go, if I were making an argument for either side, Danny Cunningham in for Tone today. He's in for Tone tomorrow. Jason is in for Tone on Thursday, and Daryl Ryder is in on Friday morning. Also, Brian Geltzeiler, he was originally scheduled at 9:22 this morning. He'll be joining us at 8:22 tomorrow morning to talk about the Cavs and their future as well, where there's some wild stuff going on in the NBA and whether or not the Cavs should be involved in it. I'm going to get to this Pablo Torre report coming up here momentarily because I want to load some audio in to see if we can get some proper context out of all of this, because it reading through it, you can tell it's very wonky, very deep dive stuff that is... I mean, we're talking about some wild stuff over here, friends. Some wild, wild stuff. I think that if I wanted, I'm always pro winning. I'm always pro trying to win. I think that the teams tank. They usually end up tanking and tanking and tanking and tanking again, and they are just bad organizations, and they always end up at the top of the draft, and you always wonder why. The Jacksonville Jaguars have tanked a bunch of times, and they still are not a serious franchise. The Browns have tanked. They're not taken seriously. The Jets have tanked. You know exactly what I think of them. There's teams that end up at the top of the draft naturally. They're there for 1 year, and they try to move on. I think it's always in your best interest to try to win. But I do think that if I was looking at it from the other side, well, Ken, you could always say, Kenny, I don't have faith in this front office. I don't have faith in this head coach. I think that I'm interested more in whether or not they could prove me wrong with one of these rookie QBs. I'm more interested in seeing what these rookie QBs can do, whether or not we actually need a quarterback next year. Because I've said, like, as of right now, and it does sound like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth when you say this, but as of June 24th, you're taking a quarterback next year. Because I haven't had the chance to see any proof of either one of these guys. And I say that knowing that neither of these guys, they probably both will, and they probably will both do it for multiple games. But neither of these guys have to start a game for me, and I could go, okay, yeah, you still need a quarterback next year. I don't need to see anything, because if they don't need to see it, I sure as hell don't need to see it, because they're in a desperate mode at the end of the season. So there's a lot of argument to make to say you don't have faith in them, you're moving on to the next quarterback, or you need to see whether or not one of these guys are here, or you can just say, you know what, Kenny, I just want to be entertained. And I find this to be boring. I find this offense to be boring, which is a terrible reason for it. It's terrible. But I think it's secretly the way a lot of people think, where they want to see touchdowns. They want to see big throws. They want to see big completions. And they don't feel they're going to get any of that from Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. They want to take their gamble on the new rookies. It's not good reasoning to me, but it's probably the prevailing reasoning with a lot of people.
I do think it's the prevailing reason with a lot of people. And I also think the other way that you can shape this is that if you want to see those guys because you want to know if they're capable of winning, mm-hmm. That's what this season, at least part of it, I don't think all 17 games should be about that, because I do tend to side with you. I think starting the veterans early in this season is the way that you do need to go, because if you do start one of the rookies and it doesn't go well, the season is over because you don't have anyone to turn to. You're going to lose the veteran in the locker room. That's the stuff that you can't afford to do. But I do think at part of the season, we're going to get to a point because looking at the first six games of that schedule, the Browns are not going to be, I think, in contention at that point. Like, I think at that point you will know, okay, this is not a playoff team. So then I do think you can start to see what you have and maybe set one of those guys up for success at a certain point there. So then it does become less about winning games once you realize, okay, maybe this team's just not going to win a lot of games and more about what do we have moving forward.
You know, I look at it a lot like a card game. I got to leave myself some outs. And if I go and I start to try to win, and I start the season by trying to win games, that's, to me, that's the easiest play with your own team.
Yes.
There will be, I'm sure that Joe, the wheels will get shaky, or with Kenny Pickett, the wheels will get shaky, and we'll start to pound the drum for the rookies, and you're going, okay, naturally, I have another card to play. If I start the season out with the rookies, and they're not ready to play, well, then I'm not a responsible coach. I didn't go by what my team needs, and I got no more fever for the rest of the year. I'm a lame duck coach by the time Thanksgiving comes around.
It becomes a very, very long march to the end of the season, and nobody wants that. And I think that then raises more questions, to your point, about the future of the franchise than there probably should be this season.
I want to get to this Pablo Torre story coming up momentarily, okay? I want to make sure I got all my nuts and bolts here correct first. I want to get to Mike and Stowe, who's on the phone right now. Mike, hello.
Good morning, Ken. Where's our friend Lyman today?
He's off for the week.
Was he on a glorious vacation or a staycation?
He's on a staycation. He's staying at home with his children right now.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Yes. Hi, Lima, if you're listening at home.
He's not listening.
So, Ken, I know. You hate it. You probably love that. But I will say this. This is what I think. This is a – I think it was on a week ago. This is a glorious tank. And this is all about evaluation and development this season. And the way we're going to do that is, we're not going to win games. It's cute how you guys have to play that side first. But I can just call in and just be straightforward
What is win games to you? Is seven games winning games? I mean, that's not asking for the world.
No. We're draft assets next year. Either one of these two quarterbacks that we drafted are good. We want to see him this year. I do want to say that. Absolutely. But not right off the get. That first six games is a rip-roaring stretch. We need a veteran in there with that line still working on things. Hmm. We don't need one of these young guys getting killed trying to, in the first day of kindergarten. So let's just, go about that pace. But we're not going to win more than three games this year. I don't care how we do it. I just don't think.
I disagree.
Ken, we'll bet a cheeseburger, but look.
No, I'm not allowed to bet. I think it, and by the way, I also think it's pretty pathetic of us to bet over under three wins.
sorry, but look, I'm just being real about our division, our competition, the schedule, all of it, and where we're at as a team. We've got new coaches at several key positions. We don't even have a quarterback set that was even playing last year for us. So, let's just be realistic about it. We're probably in the toughest division of football. I'm not a pessimist. I really have high hopes for the future. I think Andrew Berry has absolutely started to turn it around with his picks and the way they're looking at this. I really do. His is his best draft he's had in the last four, Ken. And I know it seems crazy, but if you look at what he's got out of the last four, I don't see why that is crazy. But look, I
think I'd like to see them play real football before I say that.
That's a tough thing to say.
But look, we're going to be way high in next year's draft. And listen, this is the best thing. We don't have enough to get over a hump no matter what we do this year. Let's just agree to that. Do you think there's any way we win our division? If you think so, you make everybody in Cleveland laugh right now and tell me why. But this is what I think. If we go out there, learn, compete, we're still not going to be able to win a lot of games. But even if one of these two quarterbacks is good, we draft them. I'm hoping one of them are. Then next year's assets, even when we're low on the schedule or we're drafting early, the us and the Jacksonville pick, now we're stacking it up. Now we're coming with a head of steam.
I think a lot more people. Mike, thank you very much for the call. I think a lot more people think that you're way than are willing to say it right now. I'm not. I don't think that way. I think that trying to win is always the best policy for everything. But I think that a lot more people feel your way than they're willing to admit, where they don't think that they're going to win many games. They think they're going to win three, maybe four games, and that they need to go out there and they need to find out what they have in the quarterbacks. I don't think that they have very much trust in the organization or the head coach, which, again, then if you're so excited about Shador or Dylan, I don't know why you leave them in the hands of guys you don't trust, but that's, again, I don't know how you feel that they're going to overcome people that sabotage young players, if that's how you feel. But I think that's an entertainment conversation for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more people that feel the way Mike does than what you and I feel.
I think that they're going to try to win games. I just don't think they're going to win a lot of games. I do think that this year is going to be a year where they learn a lot about who they can be in the future and what mm-hmm. this team can turn into. I just don't think they're going to be all that successful. It's not because they're going to go out there and try and lose games every Sunday. That's not what this year is going to be about. I just don't expect them to win a lot of them.
I have a clip here. So last night, Mike Florio tweeted out that today was going to be an interesting day in the NFL. We've been trying to pay attention to this here for the last couple of hours. Pablo Torre of the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, you watch him on ESPN, High Noon, he's covered sports for a long time. He and Mike Florio are uncovering a story, it seems, about potential collusion in the NFL over Lamar Jackson's contract.
It's a long story, but long story short, you remember Deshaun Watson got a big contract from the Browns,
yeah.
right? 230 guaranteed,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then the next season, Lamar Jackson came due for a contract, right? And there was a whole hold in, hold out, who was his agent? It was himself or his mother or whoever. Does he get a fully guaranteed deal? And then he ends up back with the Ravens. This is just a little bit from Pablo Torre on the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast about why Lamar didn't get that contract.
Okay.
Well, and that defensive line to me is top three, top five in the NFL with the depth. So I think they're saying when you see who they drafted and who they didn't draft at receiver, where they're kind of going with this offense and they're going to be defensively, that's going to be their strength.
What do you say, Coach Lance Reinsland joining us on the show, what do you say to fans who are like, well, we got to see him by the end of the year or we're wasting the year with either one of these rookies? Because I think that they get to see him, the coaches get to see him in practice every day, but the argument that we need to see him, I don't know, man. We've seen a lot of bad quarterbacks come out as rookies and they've just stayed bad.
Well, I'm not, once again, though, I'm going to take the coaches, and I know you coach too, Ken. I'm not a big believer in the we got to see these guys. Those guys have to prove that they can play. You know, one of the most overused words in football is the word culture. And culture is not what you say, it's what you do. And if you're going to say, hey, we got to take a look at these guys, you're telling everybody else that winning is not important. You're telling everybody else on that team that, hey, when we go out there, we got to see what everybody can do because we're building to the future. Well, if you're 28, 29, 30 years old, why are you there then? And I think signing Myles Garrett and do the things they're doing, they're showing that they want to win. And as a coach, I like that, right? So if Kevin Stefanski is, they want Kevin Stefanski to develop these guys, then they're saying, then you better let him lose games. Well, I don't know about you, but losing games is never an option in the NFL. So, they have to go out, they have to produce, they have to win, they have to put the best guys out there to win. They got to show that winning is the most important thing. And like I said, culture is not what you say, what you do. And you have to prove to everybody in that locker room and everybody on that staff and everybody in the organization that winning is the most important thing.
You brought up the defensive line. I think it's fair to say we expect this Browns defense to be a pretty good unit this year, but I do think that you have to score points to win games in the NFL. So I am curious from your perspective, what exactly does this offense need to be this year for the Browns in order to be for them to be maybe not even an above 500 football team, but a competent, close to winning football team?
Well, the first thing the offense has to do is they have to end every drive in a kick and not create short fields for that opposing offense, right? So if the opposing offense has to go 100, 80 yards every time they get the ball, that's going to be very tough to do against this defensive front. This defensive line is very, very big. I think Malik Collins is a huge get for these guys. I think Jenkins is a good guy in the secondary. So they have guys, obviously Mason Graham was number one on my board because of the fact he can anchor in there and rush the passer. But what the offense has to do is kind of be boring. And people don't like boring, but boring can win you football games. So you got Blomgren back in, tells you they're going to go back to the weak side zone. They're going to go back to power, counter, pin and pull. They have to move the chains. They have to shorten the game, right? So even if they don't score points, they got to flip the field, right? So if they can, Bjorkas has been killing the ball. He's a great punter. So use him as an offensive weapon. I know it's not what everybody wants, but that's kind of offensively, that's kind of where their skill's at right now, right? So run the ball, shorten the game, get it to second and five. That's what Junkins is going to do a great job of. Get it to second and five, second and six. Then whoever your quarterback is has a much better chance, and the coordinator has a much better chance. Now you're talking about, we go back to what about the receiver position? Well, if you can get it to second and five, now you can do some play action shots where you just have two-man routes or maybe a one-man route. once again, those things aren't exciting and they're not always successful, but that's where the Browns are at. And that's what Kevin Stefanski does very well. It's kind of going back to what he does well. He kind of maximizes those guys, in my opinion, that don't have the elite talent. They just got to, you know, the big thing for that offense is they got to end every drive in a kick. They got to protect that defense. And what does that mean? 3rd and 8, run the ball, punt it once in a while. So you're not turning the ball over as much.
Lance Reisland joining us on the show from Cleveland.com. Also Spectrum Sports, former head coach. DeJuan Jones over left tackle. Can you give me a percentage on what his success rate will be this year and beyond right now?
I'm very high on DeJuan Jones. You know, last year I was sitting in the bleachers watching him and just kind of disappointed at camp because he was out of shape, obviously coming back from that knee injury. And DeJuan Jones is a guy who uses his size. Even with those guys down there, he uses his size to his advantage, those long arms and pass protection. Now, going back to what they do offensively is another reason I think he can be successful, right? In this zone game, right, he doesn't have to be a mauler. Conklin's a mauler, but the guards and center have to be the maulers. Those are the guys who are getting the big double teams. DeJuan Jones can be really successful because of his size. So if they run that zone, he's got to kind of be a wall in there. He doesn't have to kill the guy. He's got to be a wall in there. And he's not a vertical displaced guy. What I mean by that, he's not a guy who's going to kill you off the ball like Teller and Batonio and Conklin like to do. He likes to use his athleticism and get in the way and create a wall. That works great on this, on the zone game. On the counter game, if he's a guy who's in pulling, he's got great feet for a big guy, especially now that he's in shape. I say this, if DeJuan Jones is in shape and DeJuan Jones is motivated, he can be a legit left tackle in the NFL. He's got to keep himself in shape because once he loses that, then he gets beat around the edge, right? Because then his feet get heavy because he's a little bit overweight. So if he can stay in great shape, he's got a chance because of what they're doing offensively. And his skill set, right? He can move to left or right. He's a former basketball player, so he's got...
I mean, all that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that full thing is going to be a fascinating lesson.
Well, I guess you could take some weird thought from it from the Browns, where it's like, well, they obviously aren't involved in it.
Right.
To some level. I don't know how much, because I don't know what's true and what's not true of what they're finding here. From what's being said in these proceedings. But when you have a team that's given out a fully guaranteed contract, and we know that the other owners were not happy.
Correct.
They felt that it set a precedent there. I think the other owners are celebrating every single time. They hear of any story of Deshaun Watson, honestly, probably never playing for the Browns again.
Or
and questionably
again.
Playing football ever again. I think because then they sit there and they say that this is a lesson learned to the owners in the NFL. Yes, you got something over
there,
Owen.
Well, I think, and this is from Pro Football Talk, from what Florio had written and just put up on his website. They did a 61-page ruling from system arbitrator Christopher Droney. It says, Droney wrote on pages 55 and 56, January 14th, 2025 ruling, there's little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veteran contracts at the March 2022 annual ownership meetings. In other words, the NFL wanted its member teams to collude. That meeting happened only days after the Browns gave a 5-year fully guaranteed $230 million deal to Deshaun Watson. It also happened only 2 years after the NFLPA had tried for the second time to make all player contracts fully guaranteed. It's basically saying that the management council told every club, hey, we're not doing this fully guaranteed stuff anymore. The Deshaun thing, that was an outlier. I think we in Cleveland have lived it now enough to know, yeah, it was the wrong move. We made the bad move there. And nobody else wants to be a part of that now.
216-474-0092. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that right now. I want to read through this. So the story just came out from Pablo Torre and Mike Florio. They worked together on this about possible collusion within the NFL and working against guaranteed contracts. And let's play that audio again. This is Pablo Torre. Pablo Torre finds out his podcast about the potential collusion. This is involving Lamar Jackson's contract.
But what the arbitrator had found with the Lamar Jackson case was that, quote, only a couple teams expressed interest to the Ravens before they chose to non-exclusively franchise tag him. But, quote, afterwards, no team reached out directly to Mr. Jackson, end quote. No team reached out directly to Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP when he's on the block?
It felt like the encouragement to collude that was introduced in March of 2022 by the management council to the owners, it felt like a tangible example of what happens when collusion occurs. And I thought it was surprising to see the lengths to which the arbitrator went to credit the various excuses that were provided as to why teams weren't interested. It creates a problem with your current quarterback if you decide you're going to go all in a pursuit of Lamar Jackson. It would be really expensive. You'd need to maybe do a fully guaranteed contract. That's another reason to not contact him. And he goes on to become the MVP.
With the exception of the MVP stuff, all that stuff is true about the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson.
Right.
It really pissed off the current quarterback that they had.
Sure did.
Really bad. It was very expensive. It was a fully guaranteed contract. We just didn't get that MVP part.
All those things didn't work out. It's just that he was a lemon. So
I guess you could take some solace in that the Browns would definitely not be a party to this. And hey, they're a member of the NFL, so who the hell knows? But what so I'm reading further into it, Tone, or
wow.
Sorry, I was thinking of Owen, because Owen sent me this, Mitch has sent me this. Sorry, Danny. And I'm reading further into it, and it seems to be, okay, the league had fended off that effort, both in talking about collective bargaining agreements and the players pushing for fully guaranteed contracts as part of the CBA. And it says the league had fended that off in both 2011 and 2020. And the league didn't want to concede full guarantees on a piecemeal basis with one team at a time giving players fully guaranteed deals until they became the norm. The league ultimately won because Droney found, and this is the arbitrator, correct, Owen?
Correct.
Okay, Chris Droney had found that the evidence introduced at the 2024 hearing did not prove by a, quote, clear preponderance of evidence that the teams accepted and acted on the encouragement of the NFL Management Council. So, yeah.
Just real quick, I know this is tough to get through right now.
You're fine.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., Mike Florio is going to come on and explain a lot more to us. So
hell yeah.
We're going to continue to go through this right now, but just if you're having trouble with it Mike Florio will be here at 9 a.m.
Because I'm a little bit confused on it because it's like, well, there's no... It does.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's not proved by a clear preponderance of the evidence that the teams accepted and acted on the encouragement of the NFL Management Council. So it seems that if they didn't do what the council wanted them to do, so they went ahead and...
Because there's not fully guaranteed contracts, right?
Well, yeah, but it,
right,
if
but
they're
they
saying,
used, and what Pablo said in the audio clip that we had was they used, well, we don't want to make our current quarterback mad if we go out and pursue this other guy, which is true. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what happened with Baker Mayfield. It's you can use the Deshaun thing. I don't know that the Browns are held accountable in this at all, other than they really screwed up and got the wrong guy, it turns out, right?
They set what could have been the precedent
yes.
at that point. They obviously were not going to be a team because of what they did with Deshaun Watson. They were not going to be a team that was ever in play for Lamar Jackson.
There are 30 teams that could have colluded in this. There are two that did not, right? It was the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens.
Correct.
The rest of them... You could throw their name into the hat, theoretically, right now.
So I don't know what the actual, and I'll have to ask Mike about this tomorrow, what the actual penalty would be. I mean, if they were sued over something like this by players, by the Players Association, maybe this is a breach of their collective bargaining agreement in some form. Collusion never sounds good, so it seems like there would be a breach of some sort. But, yeah, I'm really not trying to make a bigger gray area here, but I do have questions about it where it's like, well, they won, but they didn't win. Well, which one is it? Because in courts, you're going to figure out which one wins and which one didn't very quick.
Right.
Maybe not very quick, but you're going to find out. I think some of this, as it reads to me in 5 minutes of being off the air, just reading it, a lot of it just seems like it's common sense. Like, do I need...
Yeah.
I would hope... Owners don't start texting each other like, hey, we all need to get together and not give away guaranteed contracts. Have anything in writing.
This came out in January, and we're just now hearing about it, and it took these two guys snooping around, digging around to get it out into the public.
Yeah.
And why the NFLPA didn't want to have this out either. You know, I'm sure that they've got to protect, they've got to be worried about every single player in the NFL and protecting all of those assets and not just the one guy that's trying to get the big money deal. I mean, I guess they lost, but it feels like they won.
Well, and part of it is, I think that union is looked at as a pretty weak union in sports.
Compared to baseball, basketball.
I mean, certainly compared to basketball, where all their contracts are guaranteed. In baseball, there's an argument about guys not getting paid much for the first 6 years. But the NFL Players Union is looked at as very weak, and this is not necessarily a ruling that makes them look strong. Right, so, like this paints them in a bad light too.
So what this does, like I look at, I'm not confused by it, but this is where the actual writing is confusing.
Yeah.
But this is where I try to make it as common sense as possible. In so many ways, they're basically guaranteed contracts as they are. They're just not called guaranteed contracts. Like Myles Garrett fought for what? He didn't fight for the overall 160. He fights for the 123 guarantee.
Yes.
That's what they're fighting for. These players know they're not going to see the 160. And they, if they're that good, when they get to a time, they don't want to see the 160. They want another contract.
Yep.
So you can, I mean, yeah, 160, four-year extension for 160, which that starts to escalate in the coming years at the time the contract would be over when he's 35 years old. Boy, they got a $57 million cap hit in 2030 coming up on him. So hopefully he stays good for a long time.
That'll be peanuts by then, though.
True. There's a 60. Well, it actually goes down from 64.
Your PSLs will pay for that
in 2029. Now you don't know that specifically.
Reckless speculation.
So a lot of, I think for fans, like this is one of these things that I think that the media has a much bigger interest in than the general fan. I think the general fan just wants to win games and wants to get the player no matter what. Like when it came to, like when we talked about the Deshaun Watson stuff, there was everything else that came with it. I know that the NFL was not happy with the Browns for giving a guaranteed contract. And yes, I know that there were definitely teams, and everybody knows that there were definitely teams rooting against the Browns and rooting against him with the specific reasons of not anything when it comes to any of the other stuff. They just didn't want a guy with a fully guaranteed contract going out, playing well. They wanted to use it as a public cautionary tale against guaranteed contracts going, see, we didn't want it and you shouldn't either because what are they getting for their money? Even though it's not our money, What are the Browns getting for their money? Well, they got a lot of headaches. They got their old quarterback putting it on them with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got a lot of fans disenchanted with them. They have all these other things that we've been discussing here over the last 3 years, to the point where, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of hope that I have in Shedeur Sanders because he's way more fun to talk about than anything we've been talking about over the last 3 years. But that's a separate entity. The NFL wanted that for the general public. They wanted the Browns to lose and wanted them to Browns to lose specifically with him so they could show the general public in the easiest of terms that this is not good for the league, which still... they're guaranteed contracts anyway because you're never making it to the end of these deals.
Yes.
You're never going to make it to the end of $160 million.
The only time a guaranteed contract in the NFL comes back to bite you is when it turns out the way that the Deshaun Watson one did for the Browns, where he's just an absolute lemon. He can't play football anymore. And that has been very clear, I think, from the start of his tenure, actually wearing an orange helmet here. So that is what teams have been rooting for because they did not want that to be the precedent. And then there were a few test cases afterwards. Lamar Jackson was one. Kyler Murray was another one where those guys were up for extensions. Obviously, the Lamar stuff got much messier than I think any of the other situations have in the NFL, at least that I can think of off the top of my head, with him actually requesting a trade at a certain point. But none of those guys got fully guaranteed contract. Even guys that are worthy of it. Patrick Mahomes is. Joe Burrow is. Those guys are worthy of having fully guaranteed deals. But they haven't gotten it. And that's been such a big win for the NFL owners because they don't want to have to do that. They don't want to be hamstrung in that way, especially with a hard salary cap, the NFL being the only league that has that of the big three.
This is part of it. I'm going off of my own memory here. All right. He signed that contract. Lamar signed his deal. April of 2023.
Correct.
260 overall, $185 million in guarantees. This is your smoking gun. Because if you can't find any evidence, then you can't find any evidence and there's nothing done. You're telling me at the end of the 2023 season, Las Vegas wasn't calling about Lamar Jackson? At the end of the 2022 season.
Correct.
Las Vegas wasn't calling about Lamar Jackson. Washington at that time wasn't calling about Lamar Jackson.
All of the teams that were involved for Deshaun Watson should have been theoretically calling for Lamar Jackson. 13
teams for Deshaun, right?
If there's 13 teams for that with that baggage, yes, there should be well over 20 that are willing to call over Lamar Jackson.
It was not Kansas City, not Cincinnati, not Buffalo.
That's all you can name off the top of your head. Not Cleveland because of the situation.
Yeah. Right.
That's four. You can name maybe another one if you're thinking a little bit further into it. Couldn't tell you. Like everybody was basically calling over Lamar Jackson.
I mean, unless you had a rookie quarterback.
Everybody should have been calling over Lamar Jackson.
I mean, Philly probably should have been calling at that point.
We're splitting hairs. We're mincing words here because it's like Houston. Houston takes C.J. Stroud in 2023, right? In April of 2023. Okay, maybe they're not calling over Lamar because they want to take a younger, cheaper quarterback who's bigger body and all that other stuff. All right, fine. Houston's not calling. But you're telling me the 32 teams in the NFL, not 31 other teams, not one of them's calling over Lamar Jackson?
It was always ridiculous.
He doesn't sell jerseys. He doesn't sell tickets. He doesn't sell all the other things that the Baltimore Ravens have.
Especially after the precedent of when we talk about like franchise quarterbacks don't switch franchises in the middle of their career, right? The only one that really did it was, you know, Steve Young did it, but he wasn't a franchise quarterback before he went to the 49ers. The Buccaneers tried whatever. Peyton did it, but that's because he had the neck thing. And then Andrew Luck sitting right there in the draft for the Colts. They're ready to move on.
Yeah.
The franchise quarterbacks don't move until the Deshaun Watson thing happened. And then it opens up the gates for all this to happen. Everybody had to have been in on this. There's no way that there wasn't at least 20 teams in on that should have tried for Lamar Jackson. And to say that nobody tried is craziness.
And when it comes to fans, it's frustrating for fans because any fan would call over Lamar Jackson
of those other teams that I didn't name. I'd be pretty pissed off that they didn't call over.
So, but you have to have the evidence of it. And they say, again, the 2024 hearing. So are these different hearings?
This is all the same.
It did not prove by a quote unquote clear preponderance of evidence that the teams accepted and acted on the encouragement of the NFL Management Council. This comes after, quote, there is little question that the NFL Management Council with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged the 32 NFL clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contracts at the March 2022 annual owners meeting. So isn't that contradictory 2 years later of what that's being said in that statement right there, in that writing? I may be very wrong.
I can't give you a clear answer on that.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's why Mike Flores is going to join us tomorrow morning at noon, or tomorrow morning at 9. God bless him. Okay.
A lot of questions for him tomorrow.
This is very
murky. A lot of questions for him tomorrow.
Yeah.
All I know is, in a way, the Cleveland Browns aren't involved in it. In a way, the Cleveland Browns are deep in it. And I'm not sure which one's truer right now.
I think you can make the case that the Browns are the ones that set this off. That this all happened because of the Browns.
Yes. Because the worst thing for the NFL is that he would have played well.
Oh, my. If he would have played well, if Deshaun Watson would have been the guy the Browns expected Deshaun Watson to do, we're talking about every quarterback that signs a contract extension is getting fully guaranteed dollars.
Because they're going, if this guy gets a fully guaranteed contract, whether he deserves it or not, he gets it. Then, I mean, it's open season. If he does well, then it's open season with everybody else.
Yep.
Now, what this tells me is that there wasn't collusion, but there was collusion. I've been a little leery of everything that happened at the end of the season and why he's not back after a surgery, right? Now, Deshaun, whether I want him back or not, that's not the point. The point is he had a surgery and then all of a sudden we just find it. He was on pace. Remember, Andrew Berry told us he was on track at the end, and then he had a setback.
Yeah, but these things happen, and I would say... Yeah. I'm very confident he ain't gonna play.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This year, but I'm also very confident they can't say he ain't gonna play this year.
Right.
I'm very confident, like people go, why is he in the building? Because he has to be. Why is he saying nice things about the Browns and wearing Browns apparel? Because he has to.
What else is he going
to
do?
Why are the Browns saying nice things about them? Why do they always correct themselves and go, well, we have 5 quarterbacks? Because they have to. Because they know at the end of all of this, next June, when this all ends, it's not all going to be over, but his time with the Browns will be officially over.
For $230 million, Ken, you'd put on a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey every day and wear it in. If that was the only deal that you had to do, you'd wear it in.
Damn you.
You better do it or you're screwing your family.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Now, you won't go to Milwaukee for three times the salary.
Because that ain't $230 million.
But you'll be in that Charlie Batch jersey.
Charlie Batch.
Charlie Batch. I got to wear a Charlie Batch jersey for $230 million.
Tommy Maddox.
Fine. Who's the worst Steelers quarterback you could think of?
Charlie Batch.
Don't say it. Don't. No, there's another
one. Doug Hodges.
First off, Charlie Batch wasn't that bad.
I was going to say Gradkowski, but.
Doug Hodges.
Now you're going to get John Greco. They
lost. I know. That's why I didn't want to say it. They lost to Doug Hodges.
I know they did.
There's a lot of people.
It might be Kenny Pickett.
There are a lot of people who are interpreting my dream in a different way. I will tell you in 5 minutes on The Fan. A lot of people say I'm foreseeing what the Browns season is going to be with my dream I had to open up the show.
Ooh. So a plane crash of a season.
Well, I had two. See, the thing is, guys, I had two bad dreams. So either one or both, I guess, for some folks can mean that it's not going to be a good year. So I had a dream that I survived a plane crash last night. And yes, I was on a Browns plane in the plane, which everybody survived the plane crash for that matter.
So I think what that means
is it landed in a lake or on a in a river.
I think that means the season's not going to go well, but Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are going to be back next year.
But what about the goat head person?
I think that's separate from the Browns.
I was at
I think you have some personal demons.
I was at my parents' house.
Well, it says right here that one of the top prospects in the 2026 draft, Charles Goathead.
Now that would be something.
Northern Michigan. He's coming out.
I've been to Northern Michigan. I've been to that university. The home of the Superior Dome, brother.
The dome.
It's over 700 Douglas fir timbers built that dome, buddy boy. How do I know? Because I said it during broadcast. That's right. Beautiful dome.
Wow.
Quite a ride up there.
Beautiful dome. Oh, it takes
congratulations
forever.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Danny went.
Oh, no. I never played there. I played at Michigan Tech.
Oh, man.
Even worse.
Yeah, they got this thing at Michigan Tech in Houghton, Michigan. See, that's Owen. That's the guy who I listen to, Dirk Embroff, when it comes to hockey. It's 6 degrees of Dirk Embroff now, buddy. That's how this works. Up there in Houghton, Michigan, guys. They got no, I never forget. I'm going to bring that up during the podcast. So.
And yet we didn't talk about the Stanley Cup Finals that he watched 4.5 games.
I watched 4.5 games of the Stanley liar. Cup Final. Yes, I
is
did.
Is this like him keeping count of watching the Guardians games on TV during the morning?
Two of the best games ever in the history of hockey in games 1 and 2 we didn't talk about.
Because I know my listeners don't want to talk about it.
He watched the other
all
four
my
and
hockey
half.
Friends said, absolutely, you're lying.
All my hockey friends are coming over tonight. Damn it.
We had the ice on ice.
So I had the dream where we got on the plane. My best buddy was riding next to me. And for whatever reason,
no, you
the
don't cockpit know who was next below to me. You.
Well, it was either Lima or my buddy Brett, one of the two. It was a dark-haired person that I had a close relationship with. It's either Lima or my buddy Brett. That's it. That's
it
one
Kenny
of the two.
Pickett.
It sure as hell wasn't Kenny Pickett. I don't know. Does Kenny Pickett have dark hair or does he have blonde hair? I don't remember. Anyway, right. I think he has dark hair. They were sitting next to me. And the plane took off. He freaked out. I'm sitting there going, this doesn't make it any better because I'm terrified of flying. The world turned into Mario Kart beneath us as we were leaving the airport, taking off from the airport. It clipped like a big windmill. Long story short, even though I'm making a short story long, they were like, we're going to land it in the river. And I went, oh boy, we're going down. I can't believe it. Well, I'm just going to close my eyes and it'll be over soon. And they landed it. And nobody really cheered. I remember they're like, all right, well, we'll find a new plane. And we're like getting out on that thing. And they're just like, we'll get you a new plane. I'm like, you ain't giving me nothing. I ain't riding no plane after this. We're done. But then I thought, well, what's the point? What's the chances of it happening again, right?
Yeah, it's not going to happen twice in a day.
So I had that thought. I woke up and I went, boy, that can't be good. I don't know what that means. And then you guys interpreted it in the dream. And then I had another dream last night.
I think it's pretty clear real quick. Week 10. MetLife Stadium, the Browns traveled to New York or New Jersey to take on the Jets.
Has a plane landed in a river near there before?
Yes, it has. Damn it.
Maybe you should go to that game.
No, I'm not going to that game.
That's why we call him Ken Sully Sullenberger Carmen.
I'm not going to that game. I didn't land the damn plane in the dream. But then the next dream, I was at my parents' house, and there was like, I look out the window. I've had this type of dream before. I guess this is more of a reoccurring dream, but it wasn't a goat-headed person. I will look out the window and like somebody will be walking down the street and they will see me from the street and they will come after the window. Yeah.
You had that dream last night too?
I had that dream. So my parents lived on a corner.
Okay.
And the person comes walking down. I remember it's like rainy and hazy in the dream. It was almost like a Robert Eggers movie. And I looked out the window and he was coming around the corner and I'm like, that's a person with a goat head. And I like opened, I cracked open the front door, and they turned around and they saw me from like far away, and they came up to the door. Like they came up running to the door. And I, in my dream, usually I'm like freaking out. I was going, bring it on! Like I was like really into it. Yeah, I was ready to fight the goat. And the goat told me to go across the street because I had this lady, Shirley, who lived across the street. Guys, I'm not making this up off the top of my head. This is a real true thing.
Not like it at all.
There was a lady when I was growing up named Shirley across the street. She was a paranoid schizophrenic.
Okay.
And back in the 90s, you didn't really know about that stuff. You right. just, I was 12 and immature. And she would like threaten us, and then you would do things to antagonize her because you have a
you're
personal.
12.
Yeah, because you're 12 years old. And I remember going over to her house in the dream and like talking to her. And then I woke up. And the person with the goat head was still standing in my front yard. I don't know. Is she trying to tell me I'm going to go to hell because the person with the goat head, or the season is going to go to hell because the person with the goat head?
I think that the goat head dream is more about Ken Carmen. I think the plane dream is more about the Browns.
Goats are...
I think it's week three at home in the week three of the preseason when the Los Angeles Rams come to town. Ooh. To take on the Cleveland Browns. I think that's when we find out the quarterback changes. You got preseason week three. That's your first quarterback change. Week 10 against the Jets. That's your second one.
Google Goathead and Satan. See what happens.
No.
Why not? It's a work computer.
I'm not putting doing research. On my, I sit here every day. I'm not coming into that every day. You can do that over on your side
Have
of the
him
room.
Do it. He's going to do it. He's only in here tomorrow.
That's his personal
God
computer.
Willing.
It is.
What are there images? Are there images?
Oh, there are images.
Okay, what are the images?
A very evil looking goat.
Told
head.
You, man. Yeah. Show me. Oh, that is terrifying. Look at that goat head.
Is that what your dream looked like?
Yeah, man. That's what the head looked like.
I think the devil visited you. What'd you do to earn that?
I don't know, man. I thought I was pretty.
I don't think that was random.
C-SPAN.
Thought I was a pretty godly person. You're telling me the devil's going to come to me in a dream because I let my son watch C-SPAN? I didn't let him. He just started watching C-SPAN.
I don't know that the devil likes that.
Well, if the devil's bothered by my son watching C-SPAN, then the devil's got to pick up the pace because there's a lot of other things that the devil needs to worry about.
Just wait till he finds out what the dad watches.
I watch political programming time to time. Watch some of that. All right, Mike Flora is going to join us tomorrow morning at 9. We'll try to make sense of all this stuff going on. Again, he, Pablo Torre, they're following this all day. I think that what is very surprising, and I think what people want to bring to light, is why the NFLPA would also collude in keeping the story down. Like, if you were to expose alleged collusion in an arbitration, wouldn't you want that to be out there? If you were the players' union?
Even if you lost, because they lost, technically.
Yes.
It's just anybody with 2 cents about them goes, yeah. No, this is fishy.
Yeah.
Anybody, this ain't right.
Well, because everybody thought it in 2023 before he signed the contract. Because they had said, like, nobody's calling about Lamar Jackson. We're going, really, nobody's calling about Lamar Jackson. There's, like, umpteen teams that would call about Lamar. There's high school teams that would try to call Lamar Jackson.
Be great.
There's teams that play other sports that might try to call about Lamar Jackson. Then we'll find out more tomorrow at 9. Hopefully, I'm kind of afraid to go to sleep tonight. And I'm not a good sleeper as it is.
You going to take a nap? Is that going to feel? Are you going to feel safer sleeping with the sun up?
In the words of James Hetfield, should I sleep with one eye open?
Yes.
Just grip that pillow tight.
I was always kind of afraid of the old man in the rocking chair in the background. I thought that was a little bit off-putting. All right, big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Lance Reisland was great. Go back and listen to him. That's a football coach. We had just four football guys sitting here talking.
You do coach football, Ken.
Yep.
And I know you coach too, Ken.
Here you go. Got four football coaches. Lance, us three. We should just call this a chalk talk, man. Just chop it up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.